Thousands of Bernie Sanders supporters filled the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California, to see Sanders during a campaign stop on Monday. Sanders began by saying that his number one priority was getting President Trump out of the White House.
We are going to defeat Donald Trump because the American people do not want a president who is a pathological liar. We are going to defeat Donald Trump because the American people know that he is running a corrupt administration, that he is undermining American democracy.
During his speech, Sanders touched on a number of issues, including promises to fight climate change and homelessness. He also reiterated his support for criminal justice reform, immigrants' rights, and women's rights.
Now, as a United States Senator, I hear a lot of speeches from my conservative Republican colleagues on the floor. And their mantra, as you know, their mantra is they believe in small government and getting the government off the backs of the American people. That's what they say. Well, I say to those hypocrites, if you believe in getting the government off the backs of the American people, understand that it is women who have a right to control their own bodies, not the government.
Sanders also took a swipe at Democratic candidate Mike Bloomberg, lumping the former New York mayor in with President Trump as a corrupt billionaire throwing his economic weight around.
Now, Mr. Bloomberg, like anybody else, has a right to run for president. He does not have a right to buy the presidency.
Sanders took a moment to urge his supporters to register as Democrats if they weren't already. That's because in California, only Democrats can participate in the Democratic primaries. He ended the event with a rallying cry for working class voters.
So we are in this together, because at the end of the day, and I say this as a U.S. senator who knows something about this, at the end of the day, the 1% is enormously powerful. They own the media. Wall Street and all of these other entities, enormously powerful. They have endless amounts of money. But at the end of the day, the 1% is 1%.
Outside, rallygoers said that there are a number of different issues they're concerned about.
And Medicare for All is like the most important thing out there right now. And he's the only one that wants to do it all the way.
One of my biggest issues is the Muslim ban that Trump has in place right now, which Bernie has promised to get rid of once he gets into office.
For one, student debt, because I'm definitely going to have some loans to pay off when I graduate, and it'd be nice that I wouldn't have that burden holding me back as I move forward. That's definitely something that I care about. And just in this election cycle in particular, I think immigration is a huge issue because I got a lot of close friends who were personally affected by the deportations and all that that's going on.
Supporters said they are confident in Sanders' electability.
Right now, I think he is the only candidate that's organized effectively. He has the numbers on the ground. He has the support of the unions, which is what we need.
Oh, he's the only one that's going to bring people to the polls. Like, all the other candidates are super boring or Republicans.
Trump supporters actually share some common concerns with Bernie. So it would have been interesting if all the young people who did not vote for Bernie because they were angry about the shenanigans in the Democratic Party. If Bernie had been there and he had been able to sway some of the Trump, working class Trump people, it would have been a horse race.
What are those things you think?
Working class concerns about debt, about opportunities.
One supporter said she believes Sanders' campaign can pick up new supporters in the general election, as well as the Democratic Party primaries.
So yeah, I'm excited, and I think he not only can win the nomination, the presidency. I think what he's creating is a level of awareness and consciousness that we never experienced before, and potentially having a larger group of people who show up to vote for the general election in general.
Sanders is expected to address supporters in Tacoma, Washington at this hour. In Richmond, I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.